This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Life gets pretty boring when every day is the same. Take me on a rocket ship to see the Earth from space.
Hey, good morning.
Birthday boy.
And my voice sounds weird.
Yes.
Did you notice it? You're kind of, I can't tell if you're gaslighting me.
Right. I feel like there's kind of like a...
It sounds so
It's like a
weird.
Rachel Berry energy to me a little bit. That you're like, my voice
I know,
is so
like
weird.
Losing your voice is so like, it's so like, I'm a princess. It's like, I can't, like,
right.
My voice.
And it's yeah, because Charlie was kind of like, my voice sounds really weird, FYI. Like, yeah. I don't know what we're going to do. Like, my voice sounds weird. Like, da, da, da. And it's like, it's a little...
Right, it's like, it's hoarse.
It's, yeah.
And it's like, it's actually okay.
It's not so...
And it was my birthday. No, it's coming up.
I think that's what you mean to say when you say my voice is
hoarse. Right, it's like, my voice is hoarse. It's like, say what you mean. It's your birthday week.
Birthday.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, right. I'm happy to talk about that.
Right, exactly.
The birthday part.
Thank you. Well, it's happening. I'm actually not even ready to talk about it. So we're going to have to hold on.
Okay. Do you want to talk about the eclipse?
Yes.
What about that coffee about to fall?
Oh, yeah, totally. It's right on the edge. Well, I saw the eclipse. Mm-hmm. How fabulous was that? I had like the best experience literally ever. I saw like full totality in Burlington, Vermont on the lake.
And it literally got all dark and the birds stopped
chirping. Yeah, like it was fucking totally crazy.
Wow.
It actually freaked me the fuck out.
Oh my God.
I was hyperventilating.
What?
I had actually a really intense physical reaction.
Wow.
Like nervous laughter, hyperventilating. Like couldn't handle it actually. I swear to God.
You actually like freaked out?
Yeah, totally.
That's kind of crazy.
I know. By the way, I wasn't the only one. Like everybody was kind of like, ha ha ha, what? Ha ha ha, what?
Is it going to come back?
No, it's just, it's really, because you know what happens that's strange?
I probably just don't understand. You know what I mean?
Right, like, right, it's no, totally. Well, by the way, it's like, I'm like, yeah, like you don't.
No, right. If you know, you know.
It happens really suddenly. And you wouldn't think it wouldn't because it's like, oh, it's like.
Ours was really gradual here.
Right.
So it's hard to imagine. Like,
I know,
it was just like
the totality actually like completely like it like becomes nighttime for like, like all of a sudden for a second. Sorry, for like 4 minutes.
Wow.
And then it like goes away. And as soon as it comes like a little out, it's like it's done.
It's dead.
And it actually doesn't totally make conceptual sense to me why it's like that.
A little bit of light is just a lot of light.
Everybody should read Annie Dillard. She has this amazing essay about the eclipse that like describes it like, and the other thing that's crazy, and I think this is like something that if you are seeing it in
wait, let's bring in our guest. Oh,
yeah,
right. Like,
by
this
the way,
is crazy.
Duh, like, right,
it's just going on and
right,
on.
Right,
like,
right,
let's
exactly,
do it. Yeah. All right, our guest today. I'm so excited to have her on, and I feel like you have stuff to say about the eclipse, maybe.
Yeah.
So let's just get it.
You got to imagine.
She is an amazing comic who we both adore so much,
yeah,
and we're so happy that
stand-ups
you're here.
Ever.
And she has a special out right now. And I literally can't wait to watch it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Oh,
am I allowed to speak? Welcome to the podcast, Brittany Carney.
Thank you, guys. Thanks so much. I'm going to, I feel like I'm forced into this position of like, with like repose. Like,
we're forcing you
to
be chill.
Do you want to be more forward? You can push that thing around wherever you want.
Yeah, I'm going to kind of feel around a little bit.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
first of all, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate this.
Our pleasure.
I love this. Green
Super. You hate where the mic is, basically. I pushed it all the way back because that's what I like to kind of have like a Tony Soprano.
Cute, both of you have really... Whoa, you guys are not
right.
Exactly.
We are.
You are practically.
We're parallel.
Yeah.
We're doing a parallel kind of pose.
Right.
And you have cute body language.
Thank you.
I think you must.
We thank you.
And you guys know the space where. Yes.
Right. You trying might have to the hardest seat Tetris. Too. Do you want to switch seats?
It's okay.
You kind of do.
No, I really genuinely
really don't.
I'm guessing. I think I feel neutral about. I feel neutral about switching seats.
It's not the
to
seats.
The extent that it's like. No, I'll just stay here. This is great.
Okay.
I'm just making fun of myself.
I'm wanting you to switch seats.
But really?
That's just what I'm feeling, and I'll get over that really quickly.
Well, I kind of have a feeling that like musical chair, is better for like a
what's your normal
forward thing, and this couch is hard to. Let's just try. We can cut this.
Okay.
You might like it. Have we ever done this?
No, but it's like
this is kind of fun,
right? Yeah. We've wanted to before, and like sometimes it's like you spend
can
the whole
I
time.
My shoes?
Yes.
Maybe that was the missing
piece. Oh my God, you're asking all the right questions. Like. Can I take off my shoes? It's like, yeah, definitely.
Of course you can. Look at us.
That's like one of our big innovations on this podcast.
I really love that.
Yeah.
I think you're singular in that way.
Other people treat this like a job that. And we say, no, like, this is not like.
I'm going to switch our.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think of your chair seat? Like, do you like it more? Or no?
I do like it, actually.
Okay, great.
I knew it.
I love it.
I love it. Thank
you.
Great. Sorry if that was too much. Like, there is something about like being in a space. Where you're in charge of the chairs and the couch, where it's like this grandmotherly thing activates, where it's like when someone's like, I'm good, it's like, no, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
I
mean?
You
like,
did kind of
I'm
take
full,
that on
it's
with
like,
me.
No, you're not full. Like, I'm about to bring you
right,
a plate.
Right.
Oh like, my God, they can
right.
be so
you know?
Yeah. like, grandmothers can be so kind of not listening to you.
No,
actually.
They do.
They're not listening to you. You listening to your body.
Yes.
Right.
They're like, you are an unreliable narrator.
Right.
About your own body.
It's true.
Your life.
And you know what? Sometimes you are and sometimes you're not.
Right.
Yeah.
Like in my experience, it's often like you are going to be cold and it's like, I'm just not. And then you get outside and you're like, I wasn't. I like.
Right.
No. Sometimes it's like, I was right.
Oh.
Like sometimes I'm like, I know. And like, I don't know. I often feel actually like, never mind.
You mean like with a jacket, like whether or not you prepare?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you're going to need another sweater. You're going to be cold. And I'm like, I actually kind of feel like I got this. And like, so sometimes I feel like there's not.
You feel not listened to.
And you can feel not listened to. But then sometimes you're like, I was wrong.
Right.
So it just depends, I guess.
Of course.
How weird that. If you're specifically talking about like a grandparent figure, like being kind of like fussing over a grandkid. It's so weird that like the grandkid is this extension of your body in so many levels.
Like they're like, that's me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so like, you don't really even get to say.
Right.
Like, yeah, right.
How would you know?
DNA.
Right. DNA, like,
I made you.
Through several channels.
Literally.
Or one.
And like, I, and like, I watched you be like a peanut.
Yeah.
And then become this. Like,
yeah, you don't
get to
know.
Box me out now.
And like, how frustrating is it when you like actually do an know what's best for someone and then like they don't listen and then they are upset about it later, which by the way, like especially when like I'm sure that must happen working with kids all the time and they're like, I'm not hungry, and you're like, we won't have a chance to eat later, now is the moment, you're gonna be upset later, and then cut to an hour and they're like whining and hungry and you're like,
yeah,
I just knew it, like
right,
and you're like, God, I can't, you know, like I am responsible for you and that's like some kind of control, but you don't have full control over like
yeah,
I can't make
someone eat. Thank you for exercising that. I appreciate this chair.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is, like, we'll never even really know if you like the chair better.
Right.
Like,
we didn't get enough time.
You can only trust that's not, but you know what I mean? Like, it's like at a certain point. Like,
also, I think there's like, you know, like, I don't know if it's a placebo effect or whatever, but like, yeah, I do like the chair better now.
Right.
Of course.
It's the second thing.
Yeah.
Totally.
I'm like, this is how it's meant to be.
Right. Because the first thing was no, so the second thing has to be yes.
Like, yeah.
Totally.
That's not, by the way, like, that's not always my experience. Sometimes it's, you're like, God, I miss that couch. Like, you change and you're like, what if it was all about the couch? So I'm just saying that might be a sign that it really was right and that you do know.
Oh, I agree. Because of that thing.
The instinct is greener.
The grass is greener.
Right. Like, you could
the
be.
The grass is greener.
The grass is greener where you water it. So, so I'm like, you know what I mean?
Wait, I don't think I've ever heard of it.
It's like a. Well, I think it's just something people say where they're like, well, appreciate what you have. Or.
Oh, it's a retort to the grass.
It's like a retort. It's like, well,
right.
You know, if you like.
So person one is like, the grass is greener on the other side. And
yeah.
Person two is like, the grass is greener where you water it.
Right.
That couldn't be more true. It just like, it couldn't be more true.
But then I just had a flash of like, okay, does that apply to relationships? Because my example was when somebody leaves someone for someone and then it doesn't work out. But sometimes it's not worth water. In the context of a human relationship, if you don't want to water anymore, it's because it's not working or whatever.
Yeah.
So like everything is variable.
It's true. It's like you got to water it, but then sometimes it's like stop watering it. Like,
right. You're like, this grass doesn't take water that well. Like it's like I'm watering it actually a lot and it's like pretty like dry still. Right. Yeah, it's dying
and
nonetheless.
And like some grass, it's like you
maybe
can
a drainage
like
problem.
Put like, like you water it with a little watering can, and then some grass it's like needs like a sprinkler system. You have to water it all day long.
Right. And you're like, is it getting expensive? Right. And we actually are having like water issues like in the southwest.
It's probably different species of grass
exactly.
in relationship to the climate
exactly.
So where are we, by the way? And grass is probably like, actually isn't it like not supposed to be in New York?
I believe that for some
like anti-lawn, you know what I mean?
There's anti-lawn stuff, which I really am interested in as someone who doesn't have a lawn.
It's very easy when you don't have a lawn to be like, why aren't you replacing that with natural indigenous flora.
Right.
And people are like, because I want to like be able to kick a soccer ball with my kid. Right. And you're like, you're disgusting.
Yeah.
And I think you should be ashamed.
It's funny because like I'm older than, I'm 36. So a lot of my friends, my close friends from high school and college
they've moved out.
They have lawns. And I feel like it's so alien to me. Like it's just a maintenance thing that I,
like, and they're talking about it. They're saying like,
or like they're talking about being interested in it, or they're like, and then
like, I have an interest.
I'm curious about my life.
It's like it's like when they talk to me, I'm like having a stroke, you know.
You're like, I blacked in, and she was telling me about the grass, and I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Where are they?
Around. I went. Some friends are in Philadelphia area, and they. I went to high school there, so some friends like moved out and then came back to settle in.
I have big grass is greener feelings about Philadelphia.
Okay,
do you
have fondness for that?
I have a fondness, and I have I'll ask you what you mean first. And I do have a... wait, do you mean I have a fondness for Philadelphia or the sensation of having a grass is greener?
No, for Philadelphia.
I have a big fondness.
I like did a show there and I was like walking around and I was like, I love it here so much. Like it seems like...
It's kind of the
like
spot.
You can walk just the way it looks and the way it's like...
Where was your show?
At this place called Philomoka.
Oh, cool. Okay, I think I know where that is. I think that maybe I was part of a fringe show there. Anyway,
Philadelphia has the like vibe of like the one of those fairy tales that New Yorkers say, where it's like, I have friends, they have a mansion, they have like a whole townhouse in the center of town. They bought it for $150,000, and you're like, what?
It's like unheard of.
Just like real estate, where they're like, they have a 4-bedroom, it's huge. They have a pottery studio and a candle making.
Yeah, New York are talking about Philadelphia.
Yeah, yes. And they're like, they have a candle making.
Like, legend has it's like
exactly.
Like, when like in Eastern Europe, when they'd be like, America, like the streets are paved.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, they pay $700 for this 4-bedroom center of town. Couldn't be cuter. Farmers market there every weekend. They
right.
And you're like, wow, geez, that sounds amazing.
I have a lot of feelings about like that and Philadelphia. I feel like we moved there when I was like a teenager, but I had spent each summer essentially visiting family there. So then anyway, and then when we settled there, my parents still live in like the suburbs of Philadelphia. But my childhood, and also like when I was in high school and I would take the train into the city, I had a certain relationship to Philadelphia proper that mostly meant like museums and like my grandmother's house, right?
Yes,
and that were sort of random restaurants, or like when I don't, you know, or when in high school, sometimes I went with my friends to go to a restaurant and we took the train back at 8.
Or right.
But then after college, I spent about a year in Philly, and for half of that year, I like subletted. This was what year? This was 2011. So anyway, things have changed, but my rent was so cheap in such a funny fraction way, and I had more space, you know, like, and then I never had so
like
far in my 5 years in New York. I never really imagined
you're
having.
Like, I can't explain it, but it's a number that makes up other numbers.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like a building block number.
It's a part.
right. And I really like this was like a new phase of my experience in Philadelphia because I was like just out of college, and it was very like. I felt so free and I, you know, had my little like cute life, and there were like little dive bars, and this was like, Yeah. And so anyway, that was.
And were you doing comedy there?
No, this was before comedy. What was I doing? Oh,
they weren't doing comedy yet at that point in time.
The industry didn't exist.
They didn't have that.
No, I was working at a museum.
Okay. Right.
And I was working basically, and then at another museum. I had, at the time, I was applying to graduate school, like in that field. So anyway, I was working at History Museum in Philadelphia.
That's a Philadelphia-ass job.
Yeah, it really is. And I worked like at a museum across the street from the Liberty Bell. So I had this experience of like reclaiming Philadelphia or learning about it in my own way, but like as a 22, 23-year-old.
Right.
And then now, I really love Philadelphia. My sister bought a house there. But my point is like, but in like that way, mm-hmm. kind of the way you're describing.
Oh, it's like mythical, but it's also mythical for like a time in your own life.
Right.
Or like you're like, I lived this life when I was like 23 and like.
Yeah, in like in that. Know. But also there's so many like great variables because I was like 23. So I think the things that the things that I would be interested in now.
Mm-hmm.
Weren't like didn't come to mind then.
The things I was just like about it now.
Or that's actually not true. I think. Oh, actually, I have a new thought.
Oh,
that love Philadelphia and always have, and I feel what I love about it is that it's like a big, interesting city, but it's manageable.
Mm.
You know, New York, I love it, but it really kicks my ass every day. But I like that.
Yes.
But I think if I didn't like it, Philadelphia would be easier.
Mm.
And I feel like my feelings about reclaiming Philadelphia as an adult are rooted in memories from when I was 23, which at this point was 11 plus years ago. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's why my friends who are there now, their experience is so different from I'm like, remember this bar or like this place that we used to go?
Yeah, I see,
but I was like a little, you know, I was like running around.
Right. Totally. Right. You're like, remember like Philadelphia's we all love Philadelphia because you can get late night eats.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
You can get a PBR and, right. and like fried pierogies for $5.
Like, you have a baby.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's truly. So I have a lot. Those are all kind of coming to head for
swirling.
Me.
Swirling. Okay, cool.
But I have a lot of love for this
when
city.
I was there, I went to the tile house.
Oh, the Magic Gardens.
Yes.
What's
so
that?
When I lived out of college, I lived a few blocks from there, and I love that
really?
Place. It's so cool.
Can
weird.
You say what it is or no?
Yeah, and it's that's called okay Magic. I think it's called Magic Gardens.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's some artist, maybe at least then was in his 80s,
mm-hmm.
and so he like, I don't know. It's like it's like blob structures where he's tiled it really intricately.
Oh my God.
It's really
like
magical.
Little like, I don't know what they are, like ceramic pieces and then also glass and then also like, and he kind of just like is like this like rogue like artist guy who was like, who bought a townhouse and was like, I'm going to just tile the shit out.
You know
of
what?
This.
He like made an attraction.
No, he did.
Yeah, he did. It's truly an attraction.
Right. Like he was just like, I'm going to make an attraction.
And there's all these walls
nearby
that he did.
Yeah,
little accents.
Like, cool.
You could not keep this guy from tiling. Like,
right.
He literally like,
it's cool
he's
someone
literally
has a calling
walking
like
by
that.
A city and he's just like, I mean, that's a street.
Yeah.
And it's like, you look and there's like, it's tiled as fuck. And
right.
They're like,
right.
Did you do that? He's like, what?
No, my God.
Yeah,
no,
yeah. It's like a little Easter eggs of him and his vision. I feel like the place reminds me of, I don't know, like something like Ariel's Lagoon or something. Like little,
yes.
Like the mermaid. It's like very.
It has Ariel's
not
Lagoon.
Not that it's aquatic, but it's like pretty shimmery.
It's otherworldly. And it, you know why it's like Ariel's Lagoon? Because it's very like thingamabob.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
taking like a beer bottle and it's like in the wall and like a fork. And like that's the same reverence that Ariel treated
like
human
objects.
Oh, sure.
Great
reclamation
point.
Of detritus.
Totally.
Kind of culture.
Right.
Got it. Okay. Oh, it's like a reclamation
I think
of detritus.
That you actually just cursed at me.
Yeah. wait.
Reclamation of detritus.
I know. Like, I didn't deserve that. And not in front of Brittany.
That was sort of Slytherin.
I had.
It was parcel tongue.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. I had this experience, well, because I saw the eclipse in Burlington.
Okay.
And
wait, can I interrupt you for a moment?
Yeah.
I'm glad that you brought that up because I was about to say, wait, I want to kind of process what Charlie was saying.
About
and
the
then
eclipse.
You brought it up.
Oh, yeah,
wavelength,
perfect.
Wavelength.
Yeah, you felt that it was like Philadelphia. It's like, it's feeling like it's going
it's
eclipse.
It's like the detritus. It's like we're all stardust.
Right.
Like,
right.
Like, yes. Well, first of all, I want to give a huge shout out because we stayed with like me and my three gay guy friends stayed with like. I texted my friend who lived in Burlington. I was like, hey, like, do you have room for us? And she was like, no, but my friend maybe does.
Your GBFs.
Yeah, my GBFs. It's like, that's funny.
Thanks. It's
cute. Yeah, you nailed it. So, but anyway, we stayed with this girl, Abby. And I was like, so you're just like, put like, she had an amazing house, like a guest room.
Wow, nice.
Totally like
talk about mystical.
Set us the fuck up, and then runs this restaurant. Sorry, owns this restaurant called Poppy, which I'm now repping on my shirt.
That on the camera.
Wow.
Yeah, literally.
And she's like, a listener, right?
Yes, and she's a listener.
Shout out, Abby.
Shout the fuck out to Abby. And we got sandwiches there in the morning of the eclipse. Wow. And they were so fucking good. And then when we were watching the eclipse, my friend was wearing a shirt that said Poppy. And someone was like, oh my God, like, how do you have that shirt? Because she knew that we were from New York. They were like, how do you have that shirt? Poppy is amazing. Wow. It's like the best sandwiches in Burlington.
Whoa.
Someone just like said that. So I want to say, if you're in Burlington, go to Poppy. Like, it was seriously like fun as fuck. So cute. We had amazing sandwiches. Shout out to Abby. I had an amazing weekend. We were set the fuck up. And Burlington was amazing.
I love Burlington.
The lake is so beautiful.
Champlain. So,
and I actually saw like the eclipse there. Like in totality, like I was sitting on a rock in like the lake.
Right.
I like waded out to it and it was like totally spiritual and amazing. And I was quivering with fear.
Right.
And hyperventilating.
Yes.
And the lights get so silvery, like the 5 minutes before it happens. It's, this is something in the Annie Dillard essay she talks about, where she's like, she describes looking at her husband, looking at like during like right before the eclipse, and like the light kind of changes quality. And she's like, describes looking at him and having a sensation of being like, that's how you used to look. Like, as in like looking at the present moment, like from like an abstracted future, being like, whoa, like that's how it used to look when we knew each other. Like when we were alive, you used to look just like that. Like totally removed from, it was really cool. And it was totally surreal. Wow. It was like all these people, you're like, whoa.
That's
like,
crazy. It could not have been more plain here.
Yeah, like, I really.
I hate to say you, it, like, but also like the thing of like, I saw the partial eclipse in 2017 and it was like, it's cool.
Where were you there? Where were you then geographically to watch
it? I was in New York. And so it was like normal. I saw it like partially. And I was like, okay.
I was here yesterday.
Like it was actually like not cool in the way where it's like whenever like a bunch of people do something, it's like kind of fun.
Yeah, it was like group whatever. But it was, I saw someone posted online and they were like talking about like the intense emotional experience of seeing the eclipse.
Uh-huh.
And like really going into it. And I thought that they were in New York and I was like, Jesus Christ. Like, I don't get this. And right, then like, I found out later that they were in a place where they could see the whole
right,
thing.
That
and
makes
I was
sense.
Like, that actually checks out right. in a way bigger way.
I had such a non-experience. Right. Frankly, I think I forgot about it for most of the morning. And then I didn't get glasses. I just remember walking around 3 p.m. and it was sort of ominous.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
But then I went into my apartment and I really like didn't even
right.
stop or think about it.
Right.
So, meanwhile, my sister was camping in Ohio where mm-hmm. they had some, you know, similar kind of intense experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I was hearing a lot of friends who went to Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
And did she camp to be in a place?
It, yes.
Yeah. Cool.
And I think, and a friend of mine mm-hmm. who also lives in New York, who leans into some superstition, sometimes she was like, honestly, I have like a feeling like I'm a little bit worried about what might happen. And I was like, it's just aww. The cyclical physics.
Right.
And, you know, and I didn't mean to be like cold, but I was like,
shut the fuck down.
Yeah. I didn't validate
her. Oh, sweetheart, like nothing bad is going to happen. Or if it does, it's not because of that. Yeah. Don't worry.
And
XX, it's a gravitational pull.
Yeah, right. And I had like, you know, I was so like, I was like, oh, this is like when someone's like, there's magic in the cause, or I felt so non-magical about the whole thing because I was like, mm-hmm. sure, it's physics, and I haven't even thought about it. So then now that everything has played out, I'm like craving. I'm like,
right.
Or I wish I felt fear.
Yeah,
to your point
yeah,
about
yeah,
your experience.
Yeah,
right.
Totally. Well, it is just like, wow, that stuff is really big.
It's
like,
big.
It's big. It's big. It's big. And you're like, oh. Someone, I saw a word today that I loved that I didn't know. Eschaton. Do you guys know this word?
No.
It means the end of the world.
Really?
Like in kind of in a biblical sense.
What's like the etymology?
Can you use it?
Etymology. I don't know. It's spelled E S C H A T O N. And so I was like the eclipse was eschatonic. Like it.
Whoa.
Doesn't that sound cool?
Which is cool. That is. I think I used to be as a kid. I was like freaked out by the scale of stuff. Where if you looked at the ocean,
yes.
and you can see the curvature, you can like see how the Earth is curved. I think that would like alarm me, but intrigue me, right? But it would be like
totally.
And I like that feeling, but I really felt.
No, I mean, I think partial is kind of. I mean, yeah. I don't mean to be like a bitch.
Yeah.
And by the way, like, there's like tons of experiences I've never had, so it's like, it's okay.
Yeah, I think you're maybe like, we're not feeling so.
I know, but like, I just have to be honest.
No. I mean, like, I think you're. I think we don't even know what we missed.
Right, I think you're
projecting.
I'm like, more, oh, you guys, yeah, right? But you weren't.
I don't
like,
think we're that upset.
Like, I also say this. I was like, it was.
Like, you're like really funny.
Don't you think? Yeah, like, yeah, you're like.
I'm really happy for you.
And can I say what also was fun about it was like hanging out with my friends.
Cool. That's
great. Like, because also there was a big.
But you know, we have that.
Right. Exactly. So it's like, yeah, you didn't actually miss that much. I was like, oh, you guys would love having friends and driving in a car. Like,
but I love Burlington so much. It's such a cute city.
What's the little? There's also things I don't have.
Right.
We're like, wait, yeah, we.
No, because I am like, I'm like, it was really cool.
No, right.
And you'll get there.
Next. Or,
I don't know. Wait.
Psycho.
Yeah.
You'll get it.
I think just maybe when you comfort us, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's like, just like, let me just have how great it was, yeah, and we're happy for you.
Yeah, it was awesome.
What kind of sandwich did you have from Poppy?
A breakfast sandwich.
Oh.
Egg, cool. And it had like sweet peppers on it.
Nice.
Yummy. I love it.
It was so good. And Burlington is so, anyway, it was very much has like a Philly energy. Actually worried that I was like treating it like, oh my God, this is so cute. Like, oh, you guys have your little lives here. Like, that's adorable.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, like, right.
She's like, I actually own a business.
Yeah, and I'm operating. But I have that relationship to Burlington. I've only gone there in relationship to comedy. And so I have a task, and then it's like, I'm like wandering.
Right.
Right.
And I've been there a real like 5 or 6 times now for comedy. And so
did you do that Burlington Comedy Club or something?
Yeah. And so, and like ranging from like, I was opening for somebody versus one time I was headlining, and like each time has been really different. So I feel like I have little slices of Burlington, but it's so surface level. It's like a 2-mile radius.
Right,
and then
one
time, mostly I love this. I love a winterscape like very much. So most of the times I've gone, it's been snow covered. One time it was June. I didn't love it as much because it was really hot. And I was like, but that was the time that I walked to the lake. And then the next time, when it was really cold and snowy, I walked really close to the lake, and that was awesome. Like freezing, but like, beautiful. Really pretty.
It's huge. Actually, also talk about sublime, like any city where you see mountains is like, I'm actually so envious. Like, and every time I'm in LA, I'm like, this is so fucking cool that like you see mountains constantly. And I think looking at things from really far away is like spiritually healing.
Yeah.
And unless in New York you're in like a high rise, it doesn't really happen that much.
I agree. And I just had this experience in Boise, Idaho, where the mountains feel like they're next door.
Oh my God,
really?
Like,
whoa. Yeah,
that's so cool. Wait, that's so crazy when like a mountain tower is like right behind. You're like, holy shit, it's right there.
You kind of have the sensation of like building up a little town in the
valley. Yes, exactly. Totally.
The point about Burlington and being like, oh, like I really have that relationship to it where I'm like, for a few reasons. One is in relationship to the comedy club there, people, I'm like amazed. It's like in New York, there's just so much comedy all the time. And I'm not like, I kind of like lose touch with why people come to a show almost. But in Burlington, it's like, this thing is happening. Let's come to it.
It's an event.
And then because it's like, this is the one of these that's happening for the weekend. But then also a few things like, if I'm, because it's like, I have a little private joke about Burlington, a place like there, where it's like, it's very like Black Lives Matter signs, but there's like no Black lives.
No, like so, in a big way, it's like really that. Like, but we were like, whoa.
So if I'm there and I have braids, I'll walk around and the three Black women I see will be like, where'd you get those done? And I have to be like, this girl in Harlem. Yeah. And so, I don't know. I romanticize Burlington.
But right, like it might not feel amazing to be there as much.
Maybe
as
for me, but I don't know. I can find. Maybe we'll move there.
Right. Yeah, maybe we'll move.
Wait, what city were we in that had a mountain? Seattle.
Oh, cool.
Had the big mountain. Although actually was like, it's like Burlington kind of in look, but like is worse because it's like so much more like the like tech muddy is like a little
Seattle.
Scarier.
Yeah, that makes sense because it's like northward.
Yeah,
so there's like in the.
And like, just, why are they like a tech enclave? It's just like
it just happened that way, like because of Microsoft.
Oh,
and so there's like all this tech stuff there. So you're just like, oh, the vibe is a little worse. Whereas in Burlington, like, I'm saying fucked up stuff. I'm like, everyone works in a brewery. It's like,
no, but no, that's my, don't. That's like my, I know.
And you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, it's like, yeah, I come from New York. I'm like, oh my God, like, you guys, this is so cute. Like, seriously, yeah, yeah, you guys probably don't even have to, like, you guys are probably relaxing all the time. And like, you don't know about hustling. It's like, Jesus Christ. Like,
yeah. Well, right. I feel like it's like, cause we live in New York, there's a rudeness to that, mm-hmm, where it's like, oh, you think your big city is like so big and people have like full lives, and then in these like quieter places it's like whatever. But it's also just what it's like to visit somewhere.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
like,
true.
You know, people visit New York and they're like, I was so hustle and bustle.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah, that's right, so true.
It's like, and also like people just sit in their apartments here.
Right. Yeah, you know? Totally.
Like, you're people, so right. Like, you go to like any, yeah, you go to like France and you're like, and everybody's just smoking, right, their cigarettes, yeah, at the coffee, right, shop, and it's like, they're like, some people are,
they're,
and
also, like
working, right, exactly, like, not they're like working rest, their job. Yeah,
it's like you can't escape that lens. Right. Or when people say about New York, right, so like, right, how, yeah, do people even live there? It's like, in kind of both positive and negative, yeah, like, is, mm-hmm, more of a wonder. You're right, people are just in their apartments shuffling around.
Right, 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 exactly.
Like, right, you know, like, taking care of your family.
And
yeah,
then I fell, yeah, asleep.
Right.
Yeah, that was my path.
Right.
My last thought about Vermont is, last time I was there, I wanted to get, mm-hmm, in one of these like kind of more touristy shops, there was like a large children's t-shirt, like, mm-hmm, a boy's, like, mm-hmm, that I feel like I could just wear, make it to a crop top. But I really thought about getting it, and it said, little Vermonster, and there was this like little creature. Aww. And I didn't get it, but I think I wished I had. Yeah. So
if you're,
I
mean, still talking about it,
stuck with you.
Yeah.
That might be an order online situation. Yeah. Like, you kind of need it. And like, little Vermonster. Like,
yeah.
Maybe that's you.
I think it could be.
I'm feeling like you're a little Vermonster.
When you drove there,
I appreciate that.
Or did you drive when you went?
No, I don't have a driver's license, so I've only flown there.
Oh my respects. God, city kid. Did you go on that boat?
No.
When I went to I went for a bachelorette weekend once.
Oh, nice.
And we drove, I don't know why, the path we took, we had to drive onto like a boat for cars.
Like a ferry.
A ferry for cars?
Yes, yes, yes.
And then you like drive on, and then you park your car, and then it drives you across the, yeah, lake, yeah, and you stay in your car.
What?
Or you can like get out. And, yeah, like, yeah, yeah, around.
Oh, you mean you view like from the car? You're, yeah, not like sleeping on the boat in the car.
There's no sleeping.
It's like not that long.
Oh, it's an eight. Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, oh, yeah. I was imagining a voyage out to Canada.
I'm like, it's like, yeah, like 4 to 5 days. I'm like, no, it's like, yeah, it's like a 20 minute like trip across the river. But wow, it was so interesting. Cool and scary. Yeah.
That's so, and it's a kind of a turducken of vehicles.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. It's,
you can,
like,
do that from Long Island to Connecticut.
Oh, really?
I've done,
really,
that before. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Really? I was scared. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was very, as the driver, I was just like, there's no way I'm not driving this thing into the water. Like,
that feels,
yeah,
scary.
You're like, this is about to go down.
Hit the gas. Yeah. Like, I know I'm gonna.
Right.
But then I was like, honestly, don't.
Right.
And then
you
didn't?
Yeah. Right. I think about what it. Happened. Did you drive into the water?
Right, should we do our list?
Yeah, sure.
It could be time. Okay, let's just use the switchies we have. So, Brittany, you can, okay, take mine, and we'll kind of like, cool, read each other's. Do you want me to give this to Brittany?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Here you go. Brittany, you're in charge of both of ours.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And we are together in charge of yours. I love your handwriting.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, I think it's so okay.
Let me see.
People are so mean about their own handwriting.
I said me too. Oh, it's so cute.
Yeah, it's so cute.
Thanks, guys.
All right, so why don't you start with one of those?
Okay.
Whatever speaks to you.
Don't, I can rush, move. I can play with order.
Yeah.
You sure can.
Yeah. All right. I want to say something. And this is honestly genuine and true. But something changed in my life where I, and Natalie, can I speak for you as well here?
Right.
That I've been going to see a lot more theater. And it's, I'm having an amazing time doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of off my radar for a while, and I've been having so much fun. And so what a treat that we are being basically sponsored by TodayTix,
mm-hmm,
which is a fabulous way to get tickets to shows, just kind of classic style, but also you can get rush tickets on TodayTix, cheaper tickets. It's just a really fun night out with your friends. Kind of, you can do like high and expensive, like we're going to go see a big, brilliant Broadway show, whatever. Or you can do like kind of a little weird experimental off Broadway. Like, they kind of have it all. It's fabulous. It's fun. There's nothing better. Something about theater. It's so fun to like see a show, and then later you walk out and you get to be like, so, like,
right,
whether it's good or bad or a mix, whatever, like, who's like, it's just a rich, fun thing to talk about.
And it's a great present.
It's a great present.
Then you get to experience something with the other person. Yes, exactly. And make a memory. Mm-hmm. And it's not just like,
yeah,
you know, a hat or whatever.
That's right.
They've got tickets to shows on Broadway and the West End and in other cities across the country and around the world. And you can book a show in advance or, this is key, be spontaneous and check out what's on for tonight.
Hey, what did we see recently? You saw Wicked.
I saw Wicked. I'm about that to see Wicked. That was amazing. Yeah. And...
oh my God, I've actually seen so much. I've seen a lot of Sondheim, famously. Great. Recently.
List them.
I saw, well, last year saw Into the Woods. More recently, I saw Sweeney Todd, mm-hmm. which I loved.
Todaytix gives you access to exclusive pre-sales, lotteries, and specially priced rush tickets.
Mm-hmm. So go to todaytix.com/exploration and use promo code exploration to get $20 off your first Todaytix purchase. That's promo code exploration at todaytix.com/exploration. todaytix.com/exploration. You know what? I think you guys are going to really use this one. $20 off a ticket is kind of awesome. And that's the price basically of like you get a drink or two before the show. How fabulous is that? So check it out.
Longtime listeners of the podcast will know that if there's one thing I've always said, it's this. Warmer, sunnier days are calling, and you can fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Protein Plus and Keto.
With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore.
Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals.
Make your day delicious. From breakfast to dessert, stay fueled with easy, nutritious options. Treat yourself to restaurant quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon.
Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for? Keep kitchen time to a minimum. Factor meals are ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, prepping, cooking, or cleaning up.
Head to factormeals.com/exploration50 and use code exploration50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code exploration50 at factormeals.com/exploration50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Cause need nothing. I'm assuming that's yours because this one says Charlie's. Ideas. So I'm doing my process of elimination.
Yes.
Cause then, need nothing is yours.
Oh yeah. It's actually CVS. I think the V got kind of messed up. No, not your fault. No one's fault. Especially not mine. Okay. CVS need nothing.
CVS need nothing.
So this is the thing of like every time I'm in a CVS or walk by one or have time to kill and I like go there, it's like I'm surely I need something here. Like, ugh. It's so full of everything totally, a person totally. Could need. Right. So, like, I've never needed something that I couldn't get at CVS, basically.
Right.
And, like, I've been in a CVS before, and you're there, and you're like, I don't need anything here. You're walking around all the aisles. You're like, I have that. And then you have this experience where you're like, so I have everything I need in my life. Like, if I walk out of the CVS not buying something, that means that everything I want, I have.
Right.
Wow. Which
you're
is,
like, I'm good.
Yeah. Like what you're saying is, like if you don't make a purchase, it's like, so you're saying that like you're in a place right now mm-hmm. where all of your needs are met. And it's like, sometimes it's like, yeah.
That almost feels like meditative, like you're not being... like you're not seeking more material,
right? Mm-hmm. You're like I can make do with what I have.
Mm.
I
whether it's tissues or medicine or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Ugh, tissues. I mean, I should get tissues.
I don't have that. I'm always like I'm forgetting something. I'm like assume, and maybe this is like a difference between us. I'm like I'm assuming I have a need I'm not thinking about.
Right.
I'm often right. Often leaving, and I'm like, the whole reason I went to CVS was because I needed.
Right.
Something.
Right. I guess that's maybe the way like I mean to say it instead is like.
No, I liked your
am
way.
Am I saying I have everything I need in life?
Right.
That can't be true.
Right. You're like, it must be something.
Yeah.
You're like, have you checked out the like meaningful friendship aisle maybe? Like, right. There's something in like.
Work fulfillment.
Culinary expertise. Counter.
I mean, I feel like the feeling you're describing feels nice. It's like, I guess my point about meditative is like it feels kind of centering like. Well, yeah, for now, I really do have everything that I need to, like, function.
No problem.
Oh, I didn't realize. Oh, also, speaking of tissues, like, do you think that, Like, do you have a cold? I think I have a allergies or something, but
I've been sick for like a month and a half.
It's been bad. The germies are out here.
I know. And I also have not been doing myself a favor by basically partying like crazy over the past few days before my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And birthday. Like not sleeping. And by the way, I like got home last night from Vermont at 4 a.m.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
This is the thing where
sorry,
horse, like, having horse voice means a lot happened in your life.
It really did. Mm. It's like I'm running myself ragged, but with only good stuff, which is kind of awesome.
All good things.
That's why I'm like loving it.
Right.
So, period.
I was just in Chicago for something for a show, and I had to like, and I had a bad cold when I got there, and I went into a CVS, and I like was like, okay, I'm gonna get. I had an opposite experience. I really, I have to get like
something.
I got, what are those called? Those like eye
bags.
Eye bag patches.
Oh my god.
You know, I'll get these like, I like had tissues that I brought in my suitcase, but I bought like, I'll get these like aloe ones.
Yeah.
I bought a bunch that then I felt weighed down ultimately because I was like, I bought a bag of like little things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like I didn't need this lipstick.
That's just going to be like kind of stuff that's like clattering
around
in your bag.
And
like,
will be in my travel bag for like
years.
Months.
Decades,
I'll forget about
it. Honestly.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Right. It's like you pick up.
You'll
like
be closing out your life with those in there.
Ducklings, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you're like, so I need to be the mother duck to all these little things.
Like, you're like, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. You with me with like all my tissues, I'm like, come here.
Literally.
Back, like bringing them back to back. I'm like, come on, we're going.
Honestly,
like this way over the
bridge. Only they could follow you in a line.
I know. That would be so cute.
Only the items you needed could follow you like little ducks.
That would be so perfect.
That would be awesome.
I like am always having like sinus stuff, and so I realize like I view like napkins as like a high value item. Mm. Like I'm like, gotta protect that. Like a used napkin, like a napkin that I've half blown my nose into. It's like I'll save that.
Oh shit.
Yeah. By the way, it's like it's bad.
We
for
actually
me.
Need to like print more money for you in terms of tissues.
Exactly.
Like that
it's
means like, that things are not okay.
No,
like,
exactly.
You just
like
need
I
more tissues.
Right. Like. And I'm always in short supply. I'm always in short supply of tissues.
That's crazy.
I know.
Me too, I think, a bit. Like, I think I also get colds often.
Yeah, I just, like, I don't know what happens.
But we can get you more tissues.
Right, that is solvable.
Yeah.
And period.
My sister's kid is two, and she is in this place right now where where wipes to her are, like, the most precious item she can have.
Right.
I mean,
and they have to like.
For butt or face or all?
She just wants to hold them. She just wants
wait,
to hold
them. Wait, oh, I misunderstood. I thought you were talking about your sister.
Oh, no.
Like,
the
I thought
kid.
You were talking about your sister's, like. Like what, it's helpful
right,
to
right.
have wipes for my kid.
Of course. And
no,
I think
you mean
that's
like
true.
Your niece.
The kid is addicted to wipes, so she's kind of like you.
Yeah,
and like
yeah.
if you take a wipe away from her, she like cries.
Right.
And she like she like wants a wipe so badly and they're like,
I, like
special
I
to her.
Couldn't get it more. I'm like, yeah, like I wish I had a wipe right now. Like and actually you know what? This is so like I have such an artificial scarcity thing about like tissues where I'm like I'll sometimes like use another napkin because I'm like I want to save my like
oh,
tissues.
Charlie.
I know. Let's like get me some more
Let's
tissues.
Get you a bunch of tissues.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like what's and by the way, like it's not like I'm not doing that. Like I am getting myself
right.
a bunch of tissues. But the problem is
what's
there's so
the
many
problem?
Bags, you're like
oh, okay.
Like you need to be putting them in every pocket and every bag, so it's like they're just all around.
Yeah.
In Japan, or at least in Tokyo, they at certain city like pop like busy city blocks, people I don't know whether they're like sponsored by the tissue, but people will like hand out those
really?
Individual tissue packets.
Really?
And I don't know to what extent
Why?
That, how COVID affected that, you know, because it's like physical, but they're holding gloves and just passing out tissues in like busy, like, you know, where there's like, outside of a train station. I just don't think that would really fly here, at least in New York.
I'm so charmed by tissues.
There's something charming about
that. I love that it's yesterday, like someone, it's like we in the rental car, like we spilled some stuff, like Oreo.
And
McFlurry. And someone like wetted the tissue. I was like, this is so amazing. Like this tissue can do everything.
And it used to be handkerchiefs.
Yes.
Right.
I'm glad I don't have that.
Yeah, that just feels so crusty.
I know it does.
Yeah,
but
I'm like saving them in my pocket
like,
used anyway.
You could
so.
Maybe use like a high quality
right.
handkerchief.
My grandmother always had like tissues in her sleeves.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She would always sort in her long sleeve shirts, and she would like pull them
like
out.
Tampons or like a
yes, like, yeah, exactly. like prints, like she's like. Wait, I wanted to say something about CVS a long time ago about it, like what it feels like to be there, what to like needing something in there, but I don't. Maybe I won't remember.
Also, I'm sorry that I misread your.
Oh my god! V.
It's really cute because it's rounded.
Yeah, I don't know like how it. To get it pointy. My V. I just got to work on that. I do, and there's no shame. All right, I'm gonna do Brittany's first idea. Carton makes the man.
Okay, so this is based on
you the... wrote these really like in the exact style we use.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like
jotting down a little note.
Like, and it's has the exact cadence of how we write down our ideas.
Wow.
Like these are all. It actually is like I would have guessed this was these were your ideas.
I'm happy to hear
you
that.
Like exactly got the cadence. Oh my a lot gosh. Of the time people will write down like a full sentence. And we like we love and accept like right, any way people do it, but you really got it.
Oh cool.
It's cool.
Well thanks. I'm not honored to be here. you know the expression like clothes make the man. Yeah. So that's like what the framing is.
Yeah, yeah.
Meaning like I guess in the sense like the clothes can make you become whatever, right? Or it can make you embody something. So this is specifically about those cartons of water. You know those, like, that brand that makes water cartons that are in, like, a bougie Pilates studio or something? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So I feel like whenever I drink from those, it gives me the experience of drinking milk, which I don't even like. But because it's, like, from a carton,
right.
It's, like, in my head, it's, like, more viscous than water. But it's still refreshing. And the thing is, I don't like milk. I don't like the taste of it. But I don't mind my self-deception in the moment. It's like kind of, I'm like romanticizing milk.
Because when you drink the carton of water, what do you feel like you feel like you're getting like the strength of
you know,
milk
like
or something?
You know like in the 90s when people like drink from a milk carton in movies? You know
what I'm
talking about? 100%. Right,
which was just never, ever my
There's like
experience.
A vitality to it. Like right. like the thing I'm
there's
drinking
a vitality.
From there's a drinking from a milk carton you're so like I need this and I need a lot of it and I need it now. It's very it's masculine. To
it's
me.
Masculine.
Yeah.
And to me it was like really cuz like it's like really American and like masculine and like adult. Cuz like I guess as a kid if I ever had a glass of milk it was in a little glass.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, and it's also very boisterous because you're like drinking from the carton.
Right.
Like
right,
it's
right.
so disrespectful kind of, but you're being like, I don't give a shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Because it's like, you're supposed to pour it in a glass. That's more polite.
Right.
But
right,
drinking
right.
straight from the carton.
Right.
Wasn't that a part of it?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Someone
is.
Coming downstairs and drinking from the carton. It's like, oh, you're a crazy guy.
You yeah. know, like, you're like,
you're a little.
It's definitely, to me, it's like claiming a space.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's space. Because it's right. like, in a masculine way, it's like, right. I'm the man of the house or I'm allowed to do this.
Like pissing on the floor.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Which
so it gives you like a bravado.
Yeah.
There's a bravado to it.
So these little silly water cartons that feel insane. Like, well, I don't know why this is a business, but when I have them, you know, I had one recently and I like got to like lean. I always like lean into that little feeling or like, it's a big feeling actually. Like a, it's like lifestyle tourism, but for milk, which I don't even like, but it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter here.
It's not about that.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, you really aren't thinking that you're going to get the milk flavor and taste. Like you're not worried about
I'm not
that.
Worried about that. Yeah. It's like, that's not a concern because I know what it is.
It's well, the fun of drinking from a carton.
Which I have to, speaking of actually, I have to say, I have to be honest about something.
Please.
Is that before the podcast, we were out there, we all had a brief interaction about egg salad.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I really don't like egg salad.
You don't.
And I have a specific experience that you made me think of.
Oh,
and you weren't ready
you
to share
lie,
that.
You didn't lie, though. Like, when I was like, I got egg salad, like, you were kind of like, oh my God.
Yeah.
you were honest, I
That's
think.
True. That's true.
I think you were polite, but you were like, whoa, you weren't, and then you were like, I love egg salad, and you were quiet.
Or like, you know, oh my God.
We looked over, you had headphones in.
Inching out of the door.
Yeah.
You were low, you were like flat on the ground.
I was intrigued, I was like charmed by it, and I like the idea of it's like, because if an egg salad on a bagel is not a typical, like you were just talking about a breakfast sandwich, and I said, oh, that sounds really good.
Mm-hmm.
And even if I don't really care about it, egg sandwich, which I do like anyway, like hot, no, I just don't like mayo. Or egg salad just really doesn't.
Yeah,
really,
okay.
I really
you don't
have
like
a
mayo.
Thing
you don't like milk. Like
yeah, I don't like sour cream. So like, but I have a specific carton related egg salad experience that's related to COVID. So
my God, we're threading carton egg salad COVID.
Yeah, sorry, this wasn't one of my ideas, but I just feel like I had to get
you
it
have
out.
To, yeah,
it's so March 20th was the day that my parents drove from Philadelphia to pick me up in Bushwick for COVID. To, like, they, like, got me for lockdown. Okay. They were like, we're coming to get you. So I, like, brought my cat and clothes and stuff in a suitcase into my parents' car in Bushwick. And, you know, a lot was happening, obviously. I got into the car. My parents were eating. My parents had prepared egg salad at their house in Philadelphia. And we're eating it specifically in those Chinese food takeout things that they had bought from some good store to be cute, like instead of Tupperware or instead of like a cupcake tin, whatever. They bought
a little white little like white boxes. Carton. Okay.
And they were eating.
That's so cute. They're kind of like throwing like a little like bespoke party.
Yeah, but the party was the two of them in their car and egg salad.
But they brought it in the car. It was in the car.
They're eating as like a car snack, which
right. I mean, egg salad is like a ticking time bomb.
It's intense. Yeah. So the car smelled really strongly of egg salad, and they're eating it out of these little cartons. 2 hours later, after leaving
the Chad one.
And I was like, can we open the window?
Right.
And and my mom said, no, because of the COVID droplets.
And you were like,
I'm like, okay, well, here we go. Here's my next 3 months. Anyway.
That, you were like, right.
You're like, I bet it won't be that intense to be with my parents for a couple months. Right. You get in the car and you're immediately, like, can we open the window from the egg salad smell? And they're like, no. No. You're like,
no, because of safety.
Okay, here it's dangerous. We go.
And anyway, when you said that you COVID ate droplets. Your egg salad bagel in a different room, I like had this flash. Right. And now I thought of it again.
Right, that is what I said. I really like egg salad, but I like to eat it in private because I know how people are, and it's very messy.
Yeah, I brought bagels to Burlington as my like New York gift.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, to person.
And I was holding the bag of bagels on the train, and I was like, these are so pungent. Like,
really?
Yeah, it was like, yeah, like just the everything bagel smell, and in a way where I was like, I'm like so like kind disturbing of grossed out piece. And like disturbing the
like
piece.
Little onion bits.
Yeah, exactly. And, or, it must have been like the garlic. It did, I think, get an onion bagel.
You know what? Sometimes this, I think I brought this idea once into the podcast. It's not like super meaty, but that like pretzels, you think of them, I think of them as just like the most neutral, unobtrusive snack ever.
Yeah.
Like, you could have pretzels like in a hospital, like it wouldn't get anyone sterile. Like upset. Yeah. They're completely sterile.
But they can be in the surgery.
Like, exactly. You can it's operate with
the
one, them.
Doesn't that has the valence of like a true fact? It's like actually, like the one thing it's safe for surgeons to eat in surgery is pretzels. And so it's like surgeons love pretzels.
But the but truth it's not is, true. Pretzels are so pungent. Like they have a really specific smell that's super intense, actually.
Yeah, like, and I know what you're talking about. It's like they're also like boiled or something. It's like a baking. Is it a baking soda?
I don't know what the smell is, but you might know. You're actually a great Pennsylvania. Chef, I'm remembering.
Oh, a great chef. And Pennsylvania. I've made soft pretzels, but you're talking about like, but both are similar. You're talking about like Snyder's bags.
Yeah, just like a bag
is
of pretzels.
Is there something in a pretzel that's like they're putting like a chemical in there?
I think it's baking soda.
Right.
We come at so me too. If I'm wrong.
I think it's baking soda too.
We think you're right.
We all agree baking it's soda. Baking soda.
Wait, I feel
think.
Like our distance is funny because we kind of had a weak hold.
Yeah.
But
I was
better.
Like a little kid. Like I was like,
yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, hold on tight.
Okay, so should I read a Charlie idea?
Yes.
French steps.
French steps. Okay. This is when I was in France and I was visiting my grandmother last week.
Oh, you're just there? Wow, you had a busy few weeks.
I know.
Birthday,
I got back and then it's actually been like totally crazy, and that's why I'm pretty run ragged because I also didn't sleep much there. Anyway, I was visiting my grandmother there. She lives there. And I love going there because I love Paris. I love being there. And it kind of does actually deliver on like the idea of it. Like, you know, like actually it's like, and I think also my grandmother has a particular relationship with it because she was born there, grew up there. And then lived in like the States for 40 years, hated it, and then moved back to Paris.
Wow.
And like, so she really loves like she's being French. She loves Paris. And so it's like, we're really doing, it's like we wake up, we have a glass of wine, like 10 a.m.
Oh, wow, cool.
And like she's doing like cheese spreads, like, you know,
rillettes.
Like she really loves like that kind of French like culture. So I really was doing it. But also I just love being there because I don't speak French fluently, but I speak it like proficiently. Like I talk to my grandmother in French. I like, you know, can speak with people out. Like I can talk in it. So everything there, when I'm there, it feels useful. It's like any boring, stupid little thing I'm doing, like I can be like, try, like I'm in the subway, I'm trying to like read, you know, just constantly practicing. Mm-hmm. It reminds me a little bit. Oh, also this, it also happens a lot on vacation where you walk a lot and you're like, even if you're kind of like bored, just like walking is good for you. And like walking, it's like once it's nice to have that idea and that understanding of walking because you're like, all right, like I'm getting somewhere, but also like
this it's is, like productive or
this
something.
This is productive. And I like structures where like, the passive kind of neutral thing feels additive and like healthy in your life.
Cool. Also, I feel like that is a really, that's my favorite way to experience a place, which you've obviously, I'm assuming you've been to Paris a bunch yeah, for family and everything, right? So like, it's not like it's a new city, but that's my favorite way to experience a city is just walking around.
Yeah.
And
so fun.
I'm intrigued because when I first read Idea of French Steps, for some reason, even though this is like not what the podcast is about, I took it really literally, like, oh, some kind of formation of steps. But right. Yours is not. It's more like time. It's like
the
steps you take in France.
Right.
Yeah, the steps you take in France, and that can be anything.
Right. Or, I liked actually having, when I wrote the idea, I liked that there was kind of a red herring element to it.
Yeah.
I like that
you actually wanted to engage in trickery.
I wanted to trick you guys.
You're like, well, I bet you're thinking I'm going to talk about some French-ass steps.
You wish.
The truth is.
But in a way, I am, right? It's like steps. Yeah. Because it's steps and also like being in France, it kind of works. Whatever.
Yeah, cool. I really like that thing, like as someone who's kind of like identifies as like a little anti-travel.
Yeah.
Having like a reason to be somewhere.
It actually provides like
really
a cushion.
Helpful. Because then you're not only there to enjoy yourself,
right.
And then therefore you can enjoy yourself.
Right.
Like you're not like focusing on it that hard. So it's like,
you're
in France, like you're practicing French either way.
Right.
So that's taking care of
like
why you're there.
Yeah, like I was going to museums and it's like, you know, if I didn't love the museum, I'm like, I'm still reading all the wall text and being like, cool. Like I'm understanding I'm practicing something.
That's really cool.
Yeah. It's a nice way to like... What are other things in life that feel like you're just like, this is just good,
honestly,
like passively?
Like going somewhere for a wedding, like a destination wedding, like can be really hell. But if it's like a fun place and you can make a thing out of it, you have this rooting thing of like, I'm showing up for
friends. Yes.
Like
I have to be
here.
Totally.
Yeah. That said, I'm going to have a little fun.
Right.
It like allows you to like.
You're like, I have to be here anyway.
Yeah.
Actually, it's kind of like when you travel for comedy too.
Yeah. Totally. I was thinking that. Right? I also like applying French steps. Those specific words to like any of these places. So traveling for comedy, I have this thing where I feel not every place, but in many cities where I have to go for comedy, I fall in love with somebody. I think about it. Not that I feel like I want to live there, but I like think very deeply about it. And I have a lot of pressure to like experience it. Mm. So French Steps as like a framework help me just relax a bit because I don't feel any, because it's like, I'm actually not here to like experience it. I'm here to like work, and that's okay. Or when I was first starting to host for headliners that were coming into DC, at like the DC Improv Comedy Club, I was like, I would ask them what they did that day, and sometimes they went to a museum or a restaurant, but sometimes they just stayed in their hotel or got coffee. Mm-hmm. And I always privately thought, interesting that they're just kind of in their space, like zoning out.
Right.
But then as I'm starting to headline more in a baby way, I'm like, oh yeah, it's actually so exhausting. You're here for work. Mm. You can just stay. But then I still have this like kind of lust for like experiencing it.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of French steps are just like, well, if I'm just kind of getting food or like,
yeah,
I don't have to go into this museum. I can think about the outside and what it means in relationship to the rest of this different city.
Right.
Yeah. Like, that there's like some kind of like you can give yourself a your goal is not like to really experience every part of the city, but more to like be there for work and all like the little things that means, like
because enjoyment is such like it's a tough thing to like kind of demand of yourself.
It is
totally. It's like
brutal
a feeling.
Too.
You can't like
right. It can be totally brutal. You're like, God, I mean, you have so much stuff about like vacation. Natalie's amazing stand up if you've seen it about
Thank
like
you.
I have
traveling.
A bit about vacation.
Thank you. Yeah, just like the pressure to have like the idea of like putting in like resources and time to like have fun. It's like, okay, shit. Like,
can I say the line from it that I love?
Yeah,
sure. Can.
Just like, it's like vacation can feel like clocking in 8 hours at the memory making factory.
Whoa, that's wonderful.
Yes. Yeah, it's really good.
I did it last night, and I actually like really bombed last night in a way that was like very like get baptized in the river. Like, oh, I was kind of like,
so hard to believe, but I believe you.
Thank you. I'm working on it. It was crazy. I was like, it was like a flop sweat kind of thing.
Really?
Yeah. Like, if I was like, all right, shit. But it's cool.
Was it like the feeling? Was it like them? I mean, like, was it like a few factors? Was it like how you were feeling?
Well, it was one of those things where that kind of like, I think I used to have like very often, which was like afterwards, I was like, I actually don't know what went wrong. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Which I understand.
It used to drive me so crazy with stand-up because I was like, I really want it to be good. And I actually don't know exactly which thing I should change for.
Yeah.
But whatever. It might it's have been hard. Like a million different things.
It's hard when that happens and you don't have like someone in the audience. Yeah. I feel like there have been a few times where that's happened to me and you've been like, so this is what it was actually. And you're like, oh, like got it. And it's actually so clarifying.
Mm. Yeah.
Or you're like, or it's nice when... like you see someone else that you know is really good and they also do kind of bad and you're like, great, like it's kind of just a vibe, like perfect. Wait, I have to I did Jabuki show and did like, you know, I would say I went first and did like really only okay, like did not crush by any means, like okay, like
I'm like copying you, look at my arm.
Wow,
I was like, why am I doing this?
You look like sculptures.
Thank you. And you're wearing slightly such beautiful colors, Natalie.
Thank you. I'm sorry to take your
thing. No. And I was like, you know what? Like, and Jabuki had done something up top that also was like, it was good, but like, you know. I was like, you know what? It's kind of just like the audience is like, not like so.
Their chemistry.
Whatever. It's like, fine.
Yeah.
Sydney Washington goes up after me, crushes harder than I've actually ever seen anyone crush in real life. People in the audience are gasping for laughter. They're crying. Literally like, like a minute of like screaming at how funny she's being. And I was in the back like, damn, you know what? Like, you got to hand it to her. Like, I was like, it's just like a tough room. Like, they're not really like so here for it. Like, you know, maybe it's like.
Right.
It was like a Tuesday at like 10. I was like, I get it. It's late. Like, they're seeing her. They're like, yes! Because a standing ovation. Like, it was crazy.
That's so awesome. That happens.
It happens. Everybody. No, I actually love that in stand-up you get like humbled as fuck sometimes. Yeah. You're like, damn, well, tried my best, gave it my all. Right. You know what I mean?
Totally.
That's like post-game sports interviews. But I was going to say before,
like, doing the that like travel joke and it like being met with such like silence, I like heard it in a different way where I was like, this is so deeply ungrateful.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Yeah, like I was totally. Like, huh, whoa, it's like, oh, sure, hey sure. girl, like you're on a trip, like
right.
you don't work at a factory. Like I was kind of like, you know, like just like hearing it with those ears, I kind of was like, huh,
oh, interesting.
Maybe a little more here to think about.
Interesting. Right.
Oh, I totally get that.
Like you really have to do so much like leisurely travel for it to be like
Right.
Which it normally doesn't have that reaction.
No.
And I feel like it's such an interesting and like elegant point in the language. I wonder if it was just something you were feeling in the way that you were sharing.
Right, yeah. That, something like, came subtle. Across. Yeah, totally.
That's such an
it
interesting.
It can be so little.
Yeah.
A
thing that makes something not work. It can be like the tiniest little attitude.
Yeah.
It's actually unbelievable. It can be so opaque.
It was a room where performers weren't in the room. It was just like,
oh, like I see you like went into it to perform.
Yeah. And I think like not knowing, like I really like to like case the vibe a little bit.
Right, I understand.
In the room.
Like no one was watching. It was like,
oh, this was not your show.
Then,
I see. Okay, sorry. I thought it was Monday, but it's not. It's Tuesday.
Bae.
Honey,
look alive.
It's Tuesday, right?
Anyways,
you want to case the joint?
And yes.
Travel by. And I'm going to read
steps. We could do another idea. Wait, why don't we do one of yours?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, please.
We're going to do one of Britney's.
And
one of Britney's.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Koi menu.
Oh, okay. I'm going to try to explain this. There's something about certain restaurants. It's like a trend of a kind of type of restaurant, usually kind of minimal trendy restaurants. I think the way that the language and the menu is written out is like koi, and here's my when I was trying to think of an example, this is asparagus fries came to mind, but that's not really like a common item. But that's kind of my point. It'll say like item, okay, like asparagus fries, and then kind of spaced out it'll be like sumac, like lemon sesame, you know, harissa aioli.
Yeah.
But the words are spaced out like maybe
this is really landing for me.
Like a hyphen
or like a dot.
A dot.
A circle.
Yes, that's what I was imagining initially.
It's like In fact, it's as if it's like asparagus fries is getting married, and then the things under it are like the parents giving it away.
I'm so glad. Yeah, exactly. And I'm so glad that you said dot, because that's what it was in my head, but I felt like I had to say hyphen to like introduce it, but you already knew what I was talking about.
I know about the dot.
I mean, like, so, that's like alt eight. You know what I mean? Like, that
yeah,
dot.
I've never made the dot. But like, I know how it was created.
Visualize it.
But yeah, I'm a dot maker, so you know, it's shift alt eight, actually.
And if it's like a cocktail, it'll be like some blot. It'll be like Sailor's Blah, you know, it'll be like the name of a cocktail or something. And then
Sailor's Blah is like literally, you
know, wait, Sailor's Blah like sounds good. I'm like, okay, wait, Sailor's Blah, it's like it's salty. It's like, right, I'm saying like vermouth, gin, so like brine. lemon
bubbles, it'll brine, just say brine, bubbles
brine, oh brine. Bubbles, oh my god, right, that's bubbles, so right, bubbles. Can I say, wait, with asparagus fries,
it's like smoke,
let me like add it. My tweak is asparagus frites. It's
frite? Gonna be, yeah, yes, of course,
we call it like inexplicably in French for a second, you know what I mean,
of course,
right. Escarole.
And and then sometimes it's like unexpected. You know, the thing is, sometimes it's like a little thing. It'll be like, whatever the item is, it'll be like miso blah. It'll like miso, miso butter or something. This. I don't know. It's just, it's a pattern. Uh-huh. And it's, to me, it always reads as coy. Like,
right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like they're trying to communicate essence more than like, literal.
Well, also like, so funny for a place to be like, oh, like what's in this? It's just like sumac.
Yeah. No, totally. Yeah. Yeah,
it's like, oh, I just, it was so easy. It was like a little bit of sumac. Right.
It's like, I got some escarole, so I threw it. You're listing like secret ingredients.
Right.
Right. Yeah,
you know, like actually, like you're listing like your little tricks of how you make it pop, but like,
right,
we don't need to know. Like, right, that,
right,
like,
right,
about like the zest that really brings it all together. Right. You know?
There's no verbs. Like sometimes a kind of restaurant will be like, blah blah blah, drenched in or like smothered in this kind of sauce. You know, there's no in seared, a koi menu. There's no verbs. It's like,
right, true. It's like, yeah, but what actions did you take to make it? Is like, it kind of matters.
Right.
And I don't dislike it. It's just something I notice. I like buy into. It's like koi, and it's like, okay, this is like a little flirty.
And you can really end up like ordering something, and then something comes, and you're like,
I did not know it was gonna be that.
I know. Yeah. That's true. And I can also kind of like it, but also make fun of it as like a, you know, trendy thing.
Well, I think it's now time to talk about how like you are kind of a chef.
Oh,
in a way.
I love to cook a lot. I really love cooking a lot.
And I feel like you're making like really kind of like amazing things.
Oh, thanks.
Are you ever seen
you
this?
Guys like cooking too, right?
Yeah, but
not like
not
you.
Like you.
And I actually feel a little.
You like don't know.
No, not like you. Not like you, because you love it. And you're so good at it. I know.
Yeah, I just really love playing around. Awesome. Like, I really do. And it's something that actually gives me, like, and I feel like I haven't been cooking as much for the past month because I've just been really exhausted and, like, traveling a bunch and then doing a bunch of tasks throughout the weeks. Anyway, so I feel like I need to play around and experiment with something. And I,
you're
something,
ready. It's
yeah,
coming.
Like, I need to, like, yeah, anyway,
that's
I really
cool
like playing.
That's a cool place to be with it. You're actually more like that than I am, too. Like, when you cook.
I'm like.
Yeah, I mean, the times where I feel like I really can cook is when I'm like making something, totally freestyling it, tasting it, and being like, you know what, it needs like something a little bit like of an acid.
Yeah.
And then be like, when you can be really creative. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm so mostly in the stage of like, I'm gonna kind of follow this recipe and like, let's just see if I can execute. Like, let's get follow the rules.
That's so valid.
Right. It's like a fine place to be, but it's so sick when you're able to be like you're coming up with like a thing to do with like the rice.
And that's my favorite. It's my favorite. And my sister is very technically minded. And
she have one sister?
I have one sister.
Like, and like, she's kind of epic. It's like, not only did she like buy a house in Philly,
really,
but she like camped for the thing in Ohio.
And yeah.
And she lived in Burlington.
No. No, but
you
I
need to
that'd
back
be cool
off.
But I'd have a reason to visit. Like,
so
no, she lives in Philly. She's younger than me, and is very we're very different. She's like,
sorry,
very serious.
I was thinking she's gonna move to Burlington.
Oh, it was more of a prophecy.
Prophecy, right. You know when like
gonna sell her house.
What I'll say in 5 years, she moved to Burlington.
It's like, I feel the way about like you have ties to Paris, but sometimes the joke is like a parent will be like, why don't you just move to France so we can visit you? You know,
I'm like
that way about my sister with Burlington, but no, she and her fiance live in Philadelphia. Yeah.
For now.
Unless I have something to do with it. They're both very serious architects and like very technical. She wears all black. She like doesn't wear makeup. She's like very regimented. Honestly, and I feel so, we're so different.
Interesting.
How fabulous.
Beautiful.
But she, when she cooks, she'll make like, she has like beautiful hardback cookbooks and like makes a meal, but like very to the T and doesn't feel very comfortable like futzing around. And I, it's like, really a genuine source of joy is like
the futzing.
Yeah, and I feel like I've futzed enough, or I've read enough, or I've practiced enough that I have. It's. I feel like I don't know if I'm technically, like, I don't know about my knife skills or whatever, but like flavor, I'm like, or like plating, I'm kind of a mess. But I'm like, I actually feel really confident. If I have no skills, my one is, if I have next to no skills, one is like intuiting flavor and timing. And I've become good at that. So thanks. I mean, I'm proud of that.
And like timing, that's like kind of comedy too, randomly.
It
like,
is kind of, yeah.
Totally.
It's like, what does this need? And like, when should it happen?
Yeah.
And that's kind of funny. Like the, like, it's like the architect sister is like, loves like the recipes and the rules.
Yeah.
And then the like artist sister is like... Well, architecture is art, but like, you
right,
know.
Right. But it has a,
but like, there's like a technical thing, and then you're like comedy, it's kind of like blah, blah, blah. But it's like, you know, it does go like that sometimes.
Mm. On the nose, but
yeah,
I think it's
how
accurate.
Fabulous it is to have a hobby.
I know.
Actually, you know what? Yeah. That's another like French steps thing too. Cause you're like it has the structure of like, when you're doing it, you're like, I like doing this in the moment, but also I'm getting better. I have this goal to get better at this thing. Mm-hmm. I feel that way when I'm playing piano.
Yeah.
It's cool. Like, I love playing piano. I'm not good at it, like, but I like doing it. I know that the more I do it, the better I get.
Yeah.
And it's nice that when I'm doing it, I'm like, oh, this feels good. You know what else is like that? Reading a book.
Yeah. It feels, what's, like,
sometimes I have trouble with books because of that.
I'm just like, I know it's good for me. I don't even know it's good for me. I have this idea that it's like generally enriching in a way that like it's like it feels like it nourishes me.
Yeah.
And then that like that gives me a pathway into really enjoying it.
Mm.
Because I'm like, even if I'm not actively enjoying it every given moment, I know it's still good. And so it will carry me to the next moment of enjoyment. Yeah. Period.
What were you going to say? I cut you off. I'm sorry.
No.
About like how it's a French steps thing with cooking.
French steps for cooking. Hobby. It is wonderful to have a hobby, which is because comedy's not a hobby. In fact, like comedy's like death. Like it's so. I mean, it's not. I love it, but it's like all this stress, and I have to think about it. And like,
no, it does not feel like a hobby.
It honestly, like it kind of like I feel like there's a point where like it is a hobby in like the very beginning or something.
Yes,
like when you're like
it is.
You have other life you are doing, and then you're like, ooh, I have this thing on the side where can get like fulfillment, and I meet people and whatever. It has like really hobby vibes, and then like the longer you do it, the more it's like, oh, it's not.
This is actually a lifestyle.
Yeah,
like a lifestyle. It's a craft.
I actually need a different hobby.
It's a craft, and I have a memory of when I got defensive.
Really?
Okay, so like, I must have been 3 years into comedy. So I was living in DC, and I was in Seattle. Speaking of, and I was connecting with I had like a coffee catch up with my boyfriend from college. So this was still many years ago because I graduated college 2010. So so like 7 years later, I was just like
did
catching
you go
up.
To school in DC?
I went to college in Hawaii. I went to graduate school in DC. So I started comedy in DC because I was like in my master's program and got curious about open mics in my free time.
She just got curious. It happens to the best of us.
You know,
it's normal.
Not my life.
At that age, yeah.
It's ruined. But
you experimented one time.
That's a good way.
But yeah, I went to college in Hawaii. So anyway, I was in Seattle because a lot of people that I went to college with in Hawaii were generally around the West Coast or in the Pacific Northwest. I was catching up with my college boyfriend. He said, oh, that's a wonderful hobby. And I remember being like, oh, and I kind of responded like that. And I realized in my head, I was like, I'm starting to feel like it's a craft, but he doesn't know that he's being patronizing. But I feel like I'm so experienced at this yet that I really
But you felt
have
a little
career.
Like disrespected or something?
I felt disrespected and he caught it gently and said, or passion. Mm-hmm. And I always remember that little interaction.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
that's
kind
of cool that you're like, it's moving for you.
Yeah.
Like, right, you're like, that actually doesn't feel right.
Right.
Right. It wasn't a career, but it was something not a hobby.
Right, yeah. Right, but not a hobby. Yeah, hobby can be like kind of like diminutive.
A hobby, it's
but
like you
right
really
way,
are
yeah.
like, it's okay to not be that good at
it's
it.
Like,
right.
Just for
I love
fun.
That.
It's just
yeah.
for
that's
you.
Freeing.
Right. And actually, I love that with like me playing piano. I'm like,
that's
bro,
so
I'm
cool.
bad at this. Like, I totally am bad at it. I do it really just for me. Like, I want to get better, but I want to get better just for me. Same thing with chess. It's like a big hobby of mine right now. And it's like, I'm pretty bad at it, but I just like doing it. Mm-hmm. I like improving at it. And it's fun as fuck. And so I felt like I came to hobbies very late. Maybe because comedy takes up especially when
so
you're first starting.
I think so.
There's a big push and activation energy for honestly years and years where you're like, I got to give all my extra time to doing this thing. And now only in the last few years am I like, you know what? Like, I have some time that I can give to this.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm in the market for a hobby. Yeah, you don't have any stuff. Yeah. Do you have them?
Besides well, cooking? Actually, it's related to one of my ideas, but a new hobby.
Can
but
I say it?
Yeah. Your do you want to guess which one?
Is this? Well, there's only one left.
Oh, I've done two. Yeah. That's right. I forgot where I was. Forgot who I am. Wish, yes, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I wish it was still ominous blobs.
Okay. So this is in relationship to like
a you are heard.
Very new thing that makes me feel like I'm not good at it, but I'm like having fun.
Yeah.
In that.
Mm-hmm.
Rock climbing.
Yes.
So I just started playing around with it. Like a friend introduced me to it when I was in LA. I was in LA for almost February. Randomly, a friend was like, let's go rock climbing, and I'd never done it. And I was like, whoa, and I liked it. I left. And I'm scared of heights, and it was scary, but I liked pushing through that feeling.
Yeah.
And now I've done it a handful more times in New York. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, I had this like, for years I was like cynical about it. I was like, oh my God, it's so like, it feels like such a culture and it feels like a lot. And I would like make fun of it.
Right.
And like, I'm like not particularly athletic at all. So I just felt really alien from it. And I also kind of, but at the same time, whenever I walked past a rock climbing gym or like once I did a show in one sort of, and I saw in, and I was like kind of in awe.
Show in one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the show was on the, I feel a rock climbing gym, as I've come to learn, would have terrible acoustics for a comedy show.
Right.
But it was on the like terrace.
Okay. So, got it.
So I, while I was like not feeling kind of alien from rock climbing, I still had this like mysticism about it where I romanticized that it looked crazy, like all these blobs on a wall, like gum or something otherworldly, like walls that were like different. The grip parts. The grips, yeah. The holds. They're all like different colors and blobs. Yeah. And I was like, this feels so alien to me. Like, I have no idea what's going on here. There must be like a system.
Right. And then and now they're kind of like, these blobs are hard and these blobs are easy.
And I had no sense.
Yeah.
I had no knowledge. Now that I've done it a few times, that feeling is melting away. I'm like, oh, now I'm understanding what this requires.
Like, you can read it.
I can read it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm losing my like initial like, that's what the hell is this?
Mm-hmm.
While I'm getting better at something, I don't even know if I'm getting better at it. I'm just playing. But it's like, that feeling is going away. And then specifically, my friend was like, oh yeah, so he like showed me a chart in this particular gym of the people that set the routes. So like, I didn't even know. In my head, they just, in a vacuum, they appear. They like grow from the walls,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
but
right.
Obviously, somebody who's very experienced in
they're
these
designed,
like,
actually. Right?
What did you say?
They're designed.
They're
like
designed.
Someone's like placing them, yeah.
Right.
Because they have to change.
And they, you know, those little pet holes, right?
Yes, like, yeah, yeah.
So
the little pegs.
Peggy guys. And so even thinking about somebody very, with experience and strategy, designing it, made that wonder feeling go away even more, which is bizarre, but I just kind of wish that it was still ominous blobs.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
That's so poignant for like everything that's interesting to you that then you
learn about,
wade more deeper into. Yeah. Like you gain some things, like you get like, you know, self-actualization and like skills and whatever, but like you lose some magic.
Yeah.
You do. Like you
you're like, how, what is going on in there?
Or whatever.
And then you're like, oh, like that's what's going on in there.
Right.
You know what? I have this so much and I want to protect it with DJing. Like when people have like do like mixing boards or whatever. I'm like, I don't understand it. I'm like, I don't wanna know, not my business. And I love going to a club and being like, what the fuck? Like, this is crazy. Like, and I'm sure it's like kind of normal. And I'm like, no. Like, it's amazing. How are they doing that? How are they making the song slower and getting different parts of it in there? Like, how do I know people who know how to do that? Like, I'm amazed.
I relate to that about DJing. I don't know, but
I no idea.
Yeah.
And how great is it that some people know?
I think with DJing, I have a little bit of like a, what I would call like an Olympic gymnastics problem where it's like,
whoa,
I so don't get it that it actually seems easy.
I could use to learn
a splash more. Like, I don't really want to know. I want to get to the ominous blob place, but I need like one
session
trying to do it by myself and realizing like,
this is
hard.
I
understand.
Because to me, I'm like, whatever. Just put on the next song.
Right.
And he slowed it down. Like, it's right, just, like, I'm so kind of like, I could do that. You right, know, exactly. The same way when you're watching Olympic like, gymnasts, you're like, I've never tried to do a flip. Like, I'm pretty sure I could do that.
Have like, you right. ever tried to, like, it's crazy because, like, the way they start, like, on the uneven bars, the gymnasts, it's, like, they'll pull themselves up and then, like, flip into a handstand. And that's, like, doesn't even register as, like, a that's difficult thing to do. Place. Like, that's how they get on it. And have you ever, like, tried to just do, like, a classic pull-up?
It's really? Like, they make it look so effortless. That's the key.
Yes, even, like, trying yes. to, like, pull Flinging yourself right. up to a bar and getting the bar at your waist yeah. is, like, takes an unbelievable amount of strength.
Right.
And these girls are like, huh, 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 huh. Right. And they're like, okay, now I'm ready to start. Yeah.
Literally.
It's fucking crazy.
I mean, I tried to do the monkey bars at, like while nannying. Mm-hmm. Just like, you know, like
playing.
Watch, look what I can do.
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah.
You know? Right. And I was literally like, I cannot do this.
Right.
I cannot get myself actually,
like,
across the
hanging from a bar for like a minute is hard.
Less.
Right.
Which reminds me of kids, you know, speaking of rock climbing, like, rock climbing is something that kids can't do and can do. Like, there's, like, certain areas of this particular place I went yesterday yeah. that was, like, for kids, right? But it was, mm-hmm. like, anyway, they're small and they're light and they have less fear.
Yeah.
They kind of, like, have a little bit of that. Yeah. And kids can maneuver a monkey bar. I remember it. Yes. But as an adult, it's so...
It's different. It's
mental, and you're like, your body is like not used to that.
You're like, much bigger.
Your yeah, bones yeah. are like jangling around. Yeah, you know what I mean? You're like, God.
Around. They are.
Yeah, yeah it's
they
tough. Are,
and they're just so heavier.
Right. They're just heavier. They just get heavier. That's right.
It's time.
It's time.
To do another
You're so
idea.
Good at it. Like,
yeah. Oh,
knowing
intuiting?
When it's time. Yeah. Whoa.
You actually have like, and like more than like, I would say most guests. Us. Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
And more than us.
Yeah.
No, I, well.
Wait. Okay, who did I read last time? I read
it.
Charlie's last time, right?
Yeah.
Waiter clock.
Oh, that's me.
Do you want me to take it?
Oh, it was Charlie's last time.
Yeah.
Okay. So, oh, do you
did I confuse?
Idea?
Waiter clock? No.
Okay.
Oh, I do, but.
Wait, did I do something wrong?
No, you did something right as fuck. I just like got confused, but sometimes like. If someone has a guess about what it means, they'll guess. And we get a little bit more material out of that.
Because it's like, oh, waiter clock, it could be this thing. Okay, right. My guess for waiter clock is okay. I'm like, is waiter clock the thing of like the internal rhythm of a waiter coming and being like, hey, how is everything?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, okay, that was my guess.
Okay, you guys are smart. Basically, what I was thinking is there's like if you're having dinner with someone or lunch or whatever, and like this is kind of like a thing that's like, honestly pains me like how to like handle like having dinner with someone
mm-hmm. yeah
though I like I do consider myself like pretty social but just like the intensity of just like sitting down and you're doing this logistical thing and it's yeah. like you have to pretend to the like the connection has to come above like all the logistical things
yeah.
like the waiter's coming yeah. over and they're like, are you ready to order? And you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oops. We haven't, you know,
yeah.
and then it's like you order, you're like, okay, yeah. Let's just do, he wants us to, you know, like,
yeah,
let's just
yeah,
do it
yeah.
for him.
The thing of like, you have to read the, your right. joke about, it's like, you have to read this book. It's like, you're trying to talk to someone
oh,
and you have to,
I remember that.
Yeah.
I'll
send you the clip. It's really funny.
The joke is about what?
She's like you're like this moment of like, having this conversation and you like there's this like book that you both have to read
like when you sit down
when you sit
meet
down
someone
to,
at dinner
right and also okay this is just like all your insight but like when you get dinner with someone often it's like we haven't seen each other in 4 months so
right.
we're gonna do this big catch up you're like oh my God and how was Iceland like that was crazy
yeah.
when like how was your sister and like the whole time it's like there is a book that you have to like do homework in
it's like reading
right.
time
that's so funny
and
stressful.
Then you can't have to like and also like both people want to but like it's kind of rude to be like
right
can you stop for a second because I need to so you actually have to have the waiter come to be
right,
like
to pressure you
I guess like
right.
we need to you know
okay yeah and then what I was thinking about with the waiter clock is like the whole meal like you're not really checking your phone or your watch or whatever so you're mostly just going off like the your internal clock and the clock of the restaurant like
mm-hmm.
that they give you like a certain amount of, there's a regular amount of time it takes to make food and then to bring it out and then you eat it and then they bring the check
yeah
and like due to like politeness or whatever like you're really not supposed to be
right
trying to make it go faster
right
you know
right
but like what are the odds that like the interaction and the feeling mm-hmm. of like how much you have to say and whatever perfectly lines up with
right
whatever and like it's actually a huge job that the restaurant has or that the server has to be like coming and bringing you the check. Cause like the moment when you're like at dinner with someone and you're like, where's the check? It's like, that feels like such a social like failure or something that you're like,
we couldn't make it last.
We want it to end before the restaurant wants it to end or something. Right, you know what I mean? Like, it's like like, but they don't want to be rushing you or whatever. Right. So you're kind of just like trusting them. And then when it's like, where's our check? It's like, you have to act like as if they're taking way too long. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like they must have forgotten or something.
Right, right,
it's like, we wouldn't have nothing to say before the check comes.
Right, that's
not, like, we're such a good friend.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, so it's like, that's so painful.
I have two big feelings.
Like, rude, no. But it's like all like good things.
That's so painful.
Yeah.
Because it's like, the other opposite is if you're really, but I don't know, like, when your chemistry does align, whether it's a friend or an acquaintance or whatever, and you're like really talking. And you're like, oh, what time is it? Like, but that doesn't happen as frequently.
No, it just doesn't. Even with someone that you really love, yes. Like,
people get tired.
Yes, it's a lot. You want to change. Even if you're going to keep hanging out, you want to now be walking around.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And not be like drink sitting or whatever. There. Right. Yeah, exactly.
But need some new stimulus to look at.
Yeah.
Oh, that
different
store reminds
of
me
combo,
of
you. Like,
yeah. So then I've never thought about this. Like, what do you call it? Waiter's clock makes me think that restaurant is also like a social orchestrator. There's like so many social things.
Yeah. That's such like a big part of it.
Literally. And sometimes like that third person, it's kind of like a couple like looking for a third or something. Like,
yeah.
Kind of like, and there's like this judgment on like, I don't know. I feel like people kind of like to make fun of like a couple being like, we liked your vibe, like that thing. Mm-hmm. We saw you from across the room or whatever. Like, it's like, why does a couple like need someone else to like whatever?
Right.
But first of all, they do sometimes. Second of all, it's that same feeling when you're with someone at a restaurant and you're like, the waiter is playing into the dinner so much.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh my God, like he's so nice. Or like he hates us.
Right.
It is a third. It's like this other element.
Yeah. You like need some type of like. But that's why I have such a gripe with dinner as a way to hang out, because it's like, you just need more stuff. Like, you need more, like,
yeah, I understand.
Stimulus, right. More, I mean, it doesn't change that much, and the stimulus of dinner is like, we're going to talk about the food?
Like, yeah, like, you're just like looking eye to eye.
You're like, right. Like, so it's like,
and you're
I like chicken.
Supposed to be like ignoring the food.
Right.
I almost wish the menu, speaking of menus, was the little book that you have to do homework in, was still there. Obviously, they take it away.
Right.
It's almost like if it was still there, you have something to like reread. Right. And talk about.
Exactly. It's like, literally. Are you guys ready for your activity books?
Yeah. Totally. The crayons. If they just dropped off the crayons.
Oh my God. Wait.
Yeah. That'd be
I
so fun.
Recently was at a restaurant that had crayons at a table.
For
and
like
I was
adult.
Like, yeah. I was like, this is awesome. I mean, I think it was for kids, but it was there and the table
was
paper.
Yeah.
And
That's
I was
so fun.
Like,
That's
by
cute.
The way, like, I loved it. I drew
nice
stuff.
Time.
And I kept showing my friends. I was like, look what I drew. And they were like, that's amazing, Charlie.
What are your go-to drawings when you are given, when you have a paper and a pen in front of you?
It's going to be a creature. Like kind of a little creature.
Yeah, I love a little creature. I
you
draw penises.
You do?
Yeah. With eyelashes and stuff, you know. I really love drawing penises. Like,
you
with
do?
Wings. So the restaurant, the Olive Tree, which is like the restaurant above the Comedy Cellar, the booths that they have in there are... Speaking of, maybe just the tables too. I forgot. But they're chalk. So actually, and they have little speaking of, I like forgot about this until now. So little white nubs of chalk. And no kids are in
table?
There. Yeah. So people are, you know, they can, and I think comics and just people in the restaurant alike are like
drawing.
Doodling around, whatever.
Yeah.
And that's not a place for kids. So I can draw penises.
So you feel free. I mean, for sure. And by the way, there's like, you need a space where you're allowed to draw penises.
I agree.
This is not like a Puritan society. Like,
no, it's part of a body.
Like, yeah.
So
you put wings on it?
Yeah. I like, speaking of little creatures, I like Cyclops little guys. So I'll put like one eyeball on a penis.
I want to draw a penis.
Hey. And what's your little creature like?
I don't think I've ever drawn a penis.
Oh, really?
Never?
No, I don't
in
think so.
School?
No, it wasn't my purview.
I don't know if I've drawn like a pussy and I have one, so...
Right.
I don't think
right.
One.
You're interested in the other.
Right.
I think so.
Natural, yeah.
And you draw a lot of pussies.
Yes, of course. Oh my gosh, of course. It is so good to get into hobbies. And like, it's nice to have something that's just for me. Like, I'm not good at it, but I just love it. And I like, I want to get better at it.
There was this rabbi at my school, which was a Jewish school, who like was the teacher that everyone would like shit on and like hated. And one time this kid drew like a, like a, like a doodle of him with like a, this like big picture of him with this like tiny little penis, and he confiscated it, mm-hmm. and then had like a meeting with the kid's parents, oh. and like showed it to them, mm-hmm. which was like supposed God. To get him in trouble. But then it was like this thing where they were all looking at this picture of him with this like little penis, oh, and they were like, "My, okay, like."
And he was like, "So what do you think?"
Right, like yeah. don't do that.
He's like, "So they're he's wrong, right?"
That's what so, you think if you see saw why this is rude.
Right.
Yeah.
That's so bizarre. There's so many little politics totally. At play there.
I know. I actually weird. Walked by a teacher the other day with a group of kids. I think they were outside for the eclipse. And she was like, I said, stop. And this was like 12-year-olds. And I was like, she is in hell.
Yeah. Like,
oh, gosh, I said, stop age. To the 12-year-olds. I'm like, I don't think they're going to stop.
Right. No.
At I that just point, don't think they're
no.
going to.
No, they really wouldn't.
They're like, oh, that's shit, funny. You said stop. Yo, guys, she said stop. Yeah, like,
right, sorry.
Oh, fuck. Sorry. Like, we didn't hear you. Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. Like, that sucks.
I totally get why that would have disrespected you. Like,
right. Like, you must have felt so, like, unheard. Right. Like, you said stop. Like, and we didn't even stop then. I'm so sorry. Like, that sucks.
Do we have any more?
Yeah.
I think you have one more, too, actually. But we don't have to do that one if we don't want to.
Well, you have an...
I'm tired.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, you're tired. Well, what...
I'll do... I have another one.
What's my... You have another one. Can yeah. I read another one of yours? Yeah.
You're tired. Okay.
No, but... Okay. I do more vocal I like know. Exercise.
We're doing like a, we're giving you a lot of work.
How you are when you sleep?
Okay, how you are when you sleep? This is the thing of like you don't know how you are when you sleep, and it's actually kind of unknown to you, and you have to rely on like other people that are sleeping in the same room, and. You know, I think we have stories or ideas about ourselves when we sleep. And when I was in Vermont, I was sharing a room with two of my friends. And, like, I was so, like, leaning into my all my narratives about, like, how I am as a sleeper. I was like, I'm, like, a really bad sleeper. Like, I don't. It takes me so long to fall asleep. Like, you guys will fall asleep so quickly. I'm going to be, like, skulking about the house. Like, it takes me so long, especially in, like, a new place. And then we were all joking, like... How, does anyone snore? I was like, I don't snore. Like, I seriously don't snore. Like, I'm just not like a snore. I never have. Like, I've never heard that I've snored. Like, I just don't snore. It's like, it's just not me. And then, like, I fell asleep immediately. Like, as soon as, like, we stopped talking, I was, like, down. And Daniel in the morning was like, you were snoring so loud.
Oh, my God.
I was like, fuck. Like, I had this whole story about myself, and right. it was like, and actually I have no access to that. Wow. Like, I don't really know, like,
yeah,
you know, obviously I kind of know that it's like, it does, I often do sleep kind of poorly, like, you know, but
right.
but then even then I was like, you know what, sometimes I do fall asleep immediately.
Yeah,
like, and we fold our, you know, we have all, it's easy to tell like a story about yourself that's like really oversimplified.
Right. Yeah.
That's crazy, because it is you and you're the boss of you, but at the same time it's this other state.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm actually not really there.
You just have to trust the people around you.
And it's
you.
Amazing, like, when you're sleeping with someone and you're like, you were talking in your sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, you know the thing when you tell someone they're talking in their sleep and they're like, oh my God, what was I saying?
Yeah.
You're just like, you're just kind of babbling. Like, the one thing I heard was like, is it even there? And like that, you know what I mean? Like, and you yeah. get to give someone that information about right. like, this is how you were.
You oh, couldn't so feel strange. More special when you're getting told about how you sleep.
Right. And having like, people like take pictures of you when you sleep.
The
like,
most pure shot of attention you can ever like get is someone being like, yeah, you made a ball.
Right. You were curled
you
up.
Out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're like,
you were like all over the bed. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Right. You are like, I exist. People are seeing me.
Yeah.
We were doing a whole game of like everybody like, showing how they sleep.
Wait, that's
well
so
Daniel
funny.
Our friend Daniel was like, I think I'm a really ugly sleeper. And we were like, show us. And he was like, you look like totally normal.
So wait, we were all also like something that Daniel is gonna lie about,
right? Like completely. Yeah, like,
this is
get...
our friend who we love, who's like notoriously like kind of a big liar. Really.
He's like, I sleep so ugly. We're like, think... no, it's cute.
Did but... he mean like face or body
I think
configuration
like face.
Or
he
all.
Was like, oh, I think my face is like insane when I sleep. I was like, okay, buddy.
He was
like,
just trying to get you guys to like watch him
be
sleep.
Like, yeah, exactly. Be that's like, so no, funny. You look cute. But then we were going in circles being like, okay, how do you sleep? Right. And we're like performing it. It was so fun.
That's so interesting.
It was also sleepover vibes.
Yeah.
Which is like sweet. Incomparable, amazing. The eclipse. The eclipse.
I mean, I think like you said it all.
I kind of did. Like, it was so efficient.
It feels like time to end randomly.
I was thinking
oh,
this.
You have one. Oh, mom.
All right. Let
one
me
more. Should I read yours? Or how are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Let's do it.
Good as in I read it?
Yeah.
Life, I would never. Like, I would never.
Oh, life I would never. Okay, this is really isn't like so insightful, but I was just thinking about how, or actually it is like a little too like insightful.
Too insightful.
Or actually right. It's like right. To the point of being like boring and obvious.
Right.
But just like how much of life is just like saying you would never do something and then getting older and doing that.
Oh,
like
right.
It's just so like, true.
Kind of like unreal, amazing experience of like doing the things that you said you would never do, like as a kid, you know.
Do you mean like something you didn't like as a kid, or do you mean an experience that you're empowered by, or like
I mean like more things that you think are bad and stupid
as a kid, like, yeah, like that, oh, that's like,
I would never be the kind of person who does that. Literally. I would never put myself in that situation, and it's like,
yeah, you like wish, being a kid, yeah, and yeah, seeing, like, totally teenagers happens. And being like, I would never,
right,
I would never smoke marijuana, like,
right.
I would never do that,
right. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
I was like, that's all I want to do. And then like being a teenager and seeing a couple like being so like mundane and old together, and you're like, I would never.
It's like kill me if I'm ever like, then, like at dinner with my partner and we're not talking.
Yeah,
and it's like, honey, like it happens.
Literally.
Wait, it's like sleeping the thing. You just don't have, it's like we don't have full knowledge to how we
that's
are.
That's true. Like, and I was such a, like, I didn't drink or smoke at all in high school. So I definitely had feelings about like that. Yeah, yeah. I was like, you know, not based on like, I guess I just was kind of freaked by it. I didn't have, that wasn't my social circle. So,
yeah.
So then when naturally,
you identify, then you're like,
yeah,
I would not do that.
And they're like, oh, I remember in high school, I was like, I'm never going to date anybody who smokes cigarettes. And then freshman year of college, my little boyfriend, like obviously smokes cigarettes. And
boyfriend.
I, to this day, I have like no opinions about cigarettes. You know, like, I don't like them. I don't really smoke them. Whatever.
It's
I
love so that funny. That's not even gradual.
Yeah.
Like immediately, you're like, yeah, okay, never mind. So.
It's not even you being like, actually, I love cigarettes and I love people smoking them. It's like, it's aggressively neutral.
It's so right. neutral. Like, I'm like,
I actually
don't
care.
Right. Like,
that thing that I said I would never.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on from that.
Yeah. Right. And like in negative, like things that don't like become good to you, but like things that you're like, ugh, I would never like be mean to someone in that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or I would never like be a bad person in that way. And then you do that stuff and you're like, oh
yeah
shit, like
yeah,
not even like there's the version of it that's like stuff that becomes cool to you as you get older,
right.
Like, oh, I love like sleeping in, like staying in or whatever, but like also things that like just like versions of you that you don't like, that you're like,
right,
I would
right,
never
right.
be jealous and like rude to someone,
right, right. It just like, happens because that's human
right.
nature,
yeah right, exactly.
And
like,
it's
you
very
think
humbling
you're so...
It's kind of fun. It's like, oh, I'm like every bad guy I ever hated is like
right
me in a good way.
And totally.
In fact, to the right, like, I feel like when I was younger and I would be like, or just even in my 20s, like, I would have more energy. And when people were like, would leave a party or some kind of gathering, I'd be like, oh, that person's such a homebody. Like, they really get tired easily, and that's boring to me. And then I just turned 36 and I feel so good, but I feel 40 years old. I get tired and I'm like, oh, I really have no energy beyond the point that I don't feel like being out anymore. And there's no part of me that wants to push through it. Like,
right.
I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm going to go home. This is fine. I'm going to go
like
home,
guys. The tiredness cue. You're like, I know exactly what to do with that.
And right. I want
to
go home.
Right. And you feel like good in that.
Good.
Like, perfect.
No
notes.
Yeah. No FOMO. Just
no
like,
conflict.
This is fun.
Right.
I'm having a good time. I'm ready to go home.
Right.
And that feels newish or maybe gradual. I don't know. But it's like at a newly 36, I'm like, I would roll my eyes. Not that I was such a party animal in my 20s. I really wasn't, but I would like being out or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I like, I don't know. It feels so comfortable.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Like, to just kind of want to go home.
It's kind of amazing. It's like, you can't count anything feeling out.
You just think you know yourself. Yeah. You, like, don't.
You don't.
I actually think it's an interesting form of, like a hubris of youth, of being, like, thinking you know your future self. And especially the kind you're talking about, too, of being, like, thinking that, like, because you have, like, a moral aversion to something... or a personal aversion to something, that means you'll be able to avert it.
Yes.
It's like you wish you could avoid doing all the bad things that you think are bad.
Yeah.
But you won't. You'll
That's
do
not
it.
How it works.
You're going to like hurt people in these ways. You're going to like, it's right. just going to happen. Like, you're going to be this person sometimes.
Or like cry, or like, yeah, like get, like have an emotional
yes,
response to something
right.
that I like,
right,
you know,
right.
react or whatever. Right.
And it actually is so cool to be like, Yeah.
I like that it just, like, hopefully, like when you do all these things that you hate or that are weird, like, it gives you a more sympathetic understanding of of the other people that do it. You're like, oh, they didn't want to either.
Totally, totally.
Or they don't think it's good or something. Right. You know what I mean?
It's not like they're, like, because otherwise it has a sense of, like, they don't even think that's bad.
Right, right. And they chose to do that. It's like, well...
Well, maybe not. Like, you know, maybe they do feel like the same kind of guilty torn up about it.
Right.
I mean, this is only the category of things where you're like, you do things that you actually still think are kind of like...
Yeah, this is so vague and it would be really helped by like an example, but it's
obviously we cannot talk about that stuff. Right. Like, that's totally private and we won't, so sorry.
Like the major ways in which I've like disappointed myself, it's like, we're gonna go ahead and be
keeping that like kind of inside. So
I was slowly like totally inward about this.
We're all like, right? All like, so we've just hurt people.
Yeah, and that's fucking true.
It just happened that we did that.
Us all staring out like.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm gonna do song of the week.
Oh great!
Yes,
this is a segment where Charlie picks his favorite song of the week.
Up the Ladder to the Roof.
Really?
Yes. What is that?
It is a song by like
Oh, I would have tried if the conversation ended there. I would have been like, oh yeah, that's clearly what I mean.
You could have let me trick Britney.
It's I'm like, sorry, I should let you trick Britney. No, it's a song by I think the Shirelles. It's like a maybe I want to say doo-wop song, but it's covered by in a musical,
right?
By what's her name? But the original Sharon is like Scott. So yeah,
Sharon Aneno.
But the original is amazing, and I was thinking about it because of the eclipse. And the song is like, up the ladder to the roof so we can see heaven much better.
Oh,
up the ladder to the roof so we can see heaven much better. Go up the... I said I can't sing.
I promise.
I made you swear to not let me sing. And you let me down.
I thought that was nice.
Thank you. But I'm on vocal rest.
Thank you, but I can't.
It's your birthday.
I can. That's really nice, but I'm on vocal rest, so I actually probably shouldn't be.
But that was not okay.
But I'm not really supposed to be talking. So.
All right. Well, this has been amazing, it's been really Brittany. Fun. Like, thank you so much.
Yeah. Oh, thanks the best guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
And everyone, go stream Brittany. Oh yeah, special right now.
Should I look into a particular?
Yeah. Yeah,
that one.
Wait, can you say the name of it? Because I know the number of words and I know the last word of it, but I'm forgetting some of the smaller words before the last word.
Me too.
Please watch my special on YouTube. It's called That Is My Horse.
That Is My
Horse.
That
Is My Horse. It's on, if you just type in Brittany Carney, That Is My Horse on YouTube. It's a half hour on there of my jokes. Please watch it. It just came out. Thank you.
Britney's you're going to so love it. Funny. Every time I've hosted a show that Britney's been on, which has been a couple times.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Something. My like people that I know that are there are like, that girl.
Yeah, oh, really? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm
you have that energy. People are like, whoa.
Right. Whoa, that's so sweet.
Yeah, it's so awesome. I'm like, yeah, she's a pro. Like, she's good as fuck.
I won't quit tomorrow then. Thank you.
All right, we got one more day out of you. You live to do it
another day. Yeah.
Perfect. And we'll just regroup tomorrow and see how far we can get.
Text us if you need like, that kind of thing again.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. Bye. Goodbye, everyone.
Wait. We have a show. We're supposed to promote it.
Oh, yes.
April 29th at the Bell House.
Yes.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Please come by.
All right. Thank you.
Woo.
Bye. Thank you.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa. That's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay. And why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.